Reish Tamach Zayin is Tefillah Be'erev Shabbos, which the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that there's a kula that we have on Erev Shabbos more than we have the rest of the week. And that is, even though generally one should not daven tefillah, one should not daven, if he generally davens Maariv after Tizkei Chavim, he should not daven Maariv before Tizkei Chavim or before after Plag HaMincha, before nightfall. The reason is because it's Ikar Zman of Chol Pachas Kriya Shema, and it's only according to the Rabbanan and according to Behuda to daven early. Mele Chatchila, one should not daven before Plag Tamazai and daven Maariv after Plag. However, on Erev Shabbos, where you makabel Shabbos early, you're able to be meisef Michal al Kodesh, and there's an inyan to be meisef Michal al Kodesh, you can also daven Maariv early, says Mishnah Berurah. And that's what many people do, even though they're not noyig to be mekel during the week. In Chutz La'aretz specifically, on Erev Shabbos, some places in Chutz La'aretz they're mekel the entire week also, depending on, especially in Europe, where davening is, and in on the 20s in Flatbush. Lower. Syrian's lower. Sorry. Beginning of the... But many people, even if they're not noyig to be mekel during the week, on Erev Shabbos they are mekel, and they daven Maariv early. I was just back in America for a chasana, and it's probably the first time in 15 years that I davened early on Erev Shabbos, because that's what everybody does. That's what it was. Shabbos Shabbos B'chol weren't shas what to do in such a case. It says Mishnah Berurah, even if generally you do not, on Erev Shabbos there's more of a makor to be mekel. However, he says that even though there's some that say that you could be mekel on Erev Shabbos even further, and even if you didn't daven mincha before plag, you daven mincha after plag of mincha, you still let a daven maariv before shkia, which is a tarti disaster. It means that you're possibly two different shitas in the same on the very same day. You're saying that mincha you let a daven after plag, which is the shitas are abundant, not like if you do the holes, you only let a daven till plag, because plag from plag is the time of maariv. And then you daven maariv after plag before shkia, which is only fi the Rabbi Yehuda, not fi the Chachamim. So you did a stirim in Eubay. So he says there are those that are mekel. However, Betzibur Yesh Lahakol is Bala Marmi Bredyayim. Why? Because it's too difficult to get them to come back twice. However, like you point out in the Be'er Lacha, it's not Pashat at all, because there's no Makar for this in Shas B'chlam. There's no Makar for Shas. Even doing like Rabbi Yehuda on one day and Rabban on the other day is also not so Pashat. But that's Machlek Zishin, whether or not you're allowed to do that. Or you choose how you want to do it. Either like Yehuda forever or Rabban forever. But certainly to do a stira on the same day, that there's no Makar whatsoever, not in the Shas, not in Rishenim. And therefore, it's certainly not Pashat to do that. So if you're going to daven Maariv on Erev Shabbos early, before Shkia, then you should make sure to daven Mincha before Plag. And if you don't, then you shouldn't daven. If you daven Mincha afterwards, then L'chura B'Pashtas you should daven Maariv afterwards, B'Zman B'Yechidus, then to daven, except if it's always Yemenik. If it's always Yemenik, then certainly that. I was once in, got stuck in Switzerland, and they daven Mincha Maariv. I don't remember exactly at the point that they daven, where it was before Shkia, after Shkia, but they daven Mincha Maariv together. Mincha Maariv and one Aleinu. In America, you usually one Aleinu. They didn't even daven, they didn't say Aleinu after Mincha because they went straight into Maariv. And Aleinu after Maariv for both of them. Now, most places in America, even if you daven Mincha Maariv together, usually they set it up that Mincha is right before Shkia, Maariv is right after Shkia, and they usually have a break of 5 minutes in between, 10 minutes. My father shows like that for, 2 minutes, something, etvas. You have some sort of break. That you split it up, but they set it up that the Mincha is in the right time and the Maariv is after. However, lechatchila, you should not be doing davening mincha and maariv together, unless it's mamshe shasotcha. Now, you are, as points out to Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem to make early Shabbos and eat early. Even if you're going to finish your suda before shkia, there's no problem. Then he brings down, there are those that hold, Sefer Chassidim that says, that we learn out there's three sudas in Shabbos, because it says hayoyim, hayoyim, hayoyim. By the man, and therefore it's supposed to be bitzumay shel yoyim. You're supposed to have the sudas on Shabbos proper, even though you can be maisif, but it's not mama Shabbos, and therefore you should. Says the Mishnah Berurah lechatchila yesh la'achmir to have a kazayis after. Some ask why not a kibetza. That's really the sheer suda. But the Mishnah Berurah is passing the maisif lechatchila one. If you make early Shabbos and your suda continues to after your shia, you should be makbid according to Mishnah Berurah lechatchila to have a kazayis of challah after. Shkia. The Aruch Hashulchan, when he talks about it, he says it's Midas Hasidus. It's not just a Lechassilu, Yeshmachim, it's even less than that, it's Midas Hasidus. However, it seems that way Bishop Burr holds me Ikra Din, you do not have to Lechassilu, you should do that. The best option, really, if you want to, if a person wants to make early Shabbos, the best option that the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is much later on, in Reishah and Gimel, but the Mishnah Berurah's option of the best option of what to do, he says is, sorry, Reishah and Amos. So we'll see it soon, Reishah and Gimel. Is, Imreitz lekabel Shabbos mi bo idiyim. Ulekadesh velechol ulespala arvis achakach balayla. Reishah, tonight she achat yishokan zman merif. That means that you could daven mincha, daven kabbalah Shabbos, have your suda, and after your suda, daven marav. That way, you're davening marav in the right time after shkia, after tzitzis gechavim, and you're having your suda early. That way, the kids want to go to sleep, or whatever reason you want to have your early suda, have your early suda. It's not a problem. And marav, you daven afterwards. For me, that works out very nicely because I have a minyan by me, amshinov. They only start davening kabbalah Shabbos an hour and a half after shkia. Whatever it is, 72 minutes after Shkia, they start having Kabbalah Shabbos. They get the Mar of hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes after Shkia, which is amazing. We have a finisher called Suda. Still have another 25 minutes till whatever it is, and able to daven afterwards. According to Mishnah Berurah, that is the Chachila, and then you're not getting into any stiras, any problems. Salatad, here's the time. According to the grain, it's not going to work, like we'll see that in Be'ez Hashem. However, according to everybody else, Itaka works. What's that?
The first kiddush you make, then it's
midaraisa. The first kiddush that I make, it would be midaraisa. Possibly. If you said Kabbalah Shabbos beforehand, if you said Mizrach Yom Shabbos, then it could be that you already ate midaraisa, Haskaras Shabbos. But those that say that you should only do that on Shabbos, and therefore there's, and you should only make kiddush after Marv. So that's why it's not like Chilik, but according to Mishnah Berurah, it is like a Chilik. One thing you have to have in mind, bear in mind, if you did not daven Marv, first of all, if you did daven Marv early, you have to have in mind that you should say over Shema after Tzitzis Gechavim. And if you didn't daven Marv early, then you're not allowed to start your Suda within a half an hour of Man Kriya Shema. The Chachila says Mishnah Berurah, so therefore the Chachila, one should be careful when you're starting your Suda, then it should not be within the half an hour before Kriya Shema, because once you get into Achiv, say Kriya Shema, then you're not allowed to.
What's here with that?